So as an editor, what are some of the ethics that you have to respond to? Well, one, the selection of materials. They have to be appropriate to my journal. Okay, I don't want to publish a computer science paper in language, speech, and hearing services in school. I want to select materials that are well done and that adhere to the ethics and that advance the field. Okay, that make the field move forward. I remember the very first paper that came into me as editor was called Let's Get That Sound. Literally, that's what it was called. Let's Get That Sound. Now, it was a fine paper for me to send out on the internet to tell you how to get a good out of your patients, okay? But I couldn't select that material because there wasn't a reference in it past 1972. This was in 2002. Okay, there was no research protocol in there. She was just telling you how she gets an sound. Okay, I can't select that material. So I get to, you know, reject some things. And my reviewers can say, nope, I don't think that's a good project. It's rejected. That maintains the quality of the journal. We want to make sure that we're putting out good quality papers. The reviews have to be objective and fair. I had to go in and white out something on somebody's reviews because they were making nasty comments and they refused to change it. I refused to send it to the person who wrote the paper. It was just mean stuff. I don't remember what it was, but it was kind of like, you're stupid or something. But no, you can't say that. You can disagree with them, but you have to put it in a professional manner. You have to maintain confidentiality. So when you're reviewing a paper, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to talk about who did it or the findings. We also need to prevent errors, okay? Things that we see. Sometimes you notice that they did something wrong or they got the wrong figure in there. You got to point that out. You also have to improve the work, okay? And that always happens. Anytime you have a paper reviewed, people tell you to make suggestions. As much as the writer of the paper doesn't like those suggestions, and I can testify to that, the paper is always better on the other end. So why is the peer review process so important? It maintains scientific integrity. So you want to look at your research from peer-reviewed sources. That's what's wrong with the web. A lot of the information out there is not peer-reviewed. What do I mean? I get papers. Journals contact me and say, please read this paper and tell me what you think about it. They get two or three reviewers, an editor looks at it and formulates an opinion. This way, you know that multiple people have looked at it and say that this research is okay. How do you know if something's peer-reviewed? It's usually fairly clear. It'll have directions for authors. It will tell you where to submit papers in the cover of the journal so that you know that it has been peer-reviewed. It'll have impact factors and things in it. Stuff on the web, anybody can put up. That's why you have to be a careful consumer. For instance, the reason why your teachers don't like Wikipedia is that it's not peer-reviewed. It's generated by whoever feels like writing in there with the idea that somebody will correct it if it's wrong, but it's not peer-reviewed. So it's an okay place to go for some initial information, but it's not a scientific source.